This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The subprime mortgage crisis happened in 2008, but the consequence of that crisis and the recession that came with it still shape our economy today. But suffice it to say, the housing market in the 2010s was defined by what happened in 2008. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins me to talk about the decade in housing and how the industry has changed since its low point just over 10 years ago. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Kimberly.
So take us back to 2010. It was a pretty bleak time in the housing market.
Yeah, it's almost hard to remember, but we were still clawing out of the housing crisis. Foreclosures peaked in September of that year. There were 120,000 homes foreclosed on in a single month, almost 3 million that year. And prices hadn't yet reached the bottom. That wouldn't come until 2012. And at that point, the median home price had fallen below $155,000, which was down more than 30% from the previous high. And the home ownership rate actually kept falling to a low of about 63% in 2016, which was the lowest rate in half a century.
Yeah, such a scary time. So what's the housing market look like today?
Well, it's like a complete 180 in a lot of ways. We've more than recovered. We've seen years now of steady price growth. National prices are up nearly 60% since the bottom. They've been rising much faster than incomes. And today we really have an affordability crisis in many places because there is a shortage of homes for sale, especially at the lower end of the market. That's partly because builders scaled way back after the crash. They've been slow to recover. They say high labor costs and material costs and a labor shortage are holding back building. A lot of workers left construction after the crash and didn't come back. And also, builders say, you know, regulatory costs, things like zoning restrictions, make it hard to keep up with demand. But we have seen an uptick in new home construction in the past few months, and home builders are predicting an increase in building next year, which could take some of the pressure off prices.
Let's look ahead to next year. What else should we be watching for?
Well, zoning is a big one. It's funny. It's become kind of a hot button issue. Cities and states have been moving away from single family only zoning to increase more density in cities. And that's also created a lot of pushback from homeowners who are worried about property values falling if their neighborhoods are more crowded or parking and traffic problems. But I think that's going to continue. We're going to see more communities taking a look at increasing the density in their neighborhoods. Also, rent control is a big one. New York, California, Oregon have all recently expanded rent control protections. More places could follow because, you know, though the home ownership rate has recovered somewhat, it's about 65% now, where it was 63% at the bottom of the crisis. More cities have become majority renter, and the same problems that are affecting home prices have also been pushing up rents to the point where nearly half of renters now spend more than a third of their incomes on rent, which would be the level considered affordable.
It's been a decade since the foreclosure crisis peaked. What are the chances of something like that happening again?
Well, it's on everybody's minds, I think. I was at a big summit of housing economists recently, and none of them are predicting anything like that, at least in the year ahead. But because of that demand-supply mismatch, because there's more demand than there is supply, that's going to keep prices high and probably growing. Meanwhile, you know, mortgage delinquencies are low. Interest rates are expected to remain pretty low, which also supports the housing market. And of course, a lot depends on the economy. If, you know, suddenly people are losing their jobs, that's going to affect the housing market. But right now, the outlook is pretty solid.
Marketplace's Amy Scott, thank you so much.
You're welcome.